Susan Harrington, date of birth 6650, date of service 1-18-13. Current medications, warfarin 7.5-5 QOD, Travitin or other eye drops, Foslo 3 per day, or as prescribed by Dr. Black, OCH, Nuvala, N-E-U-V-A-L-A, Labetalol 200 milligrams, BID, Colace, PRN, Duplex, PRN, Claritin, PRN, Zantac 75 milligrams up to BID, PRN, Ambien 5 milligram, and HS Procrit, PRN, Calcitriol per Dr. Black. In paragraph, she's had a high potassium, she's had a high calcium level that was discussed with Dr. Black with a normal albumin level. She might have primary hyperparathyroidism, and we've asked the dialysis team to draw her blood with their next draw for PTH level. She doesn't have any new unusual aches or pains. In paragraph, she has a new Shiley, S-H-I-L-E-Y, catheter in her right chest for hemodialysis 3 times weekly. She also reports she's getting IV iron when she goes to the dialysis center. New paragraph, she's concerned about possibility of MS. Her neurologist, Dr. Jennifer Moody, M-O-O-D-I-E at UMass, is tending to back off that diagnosis. Brain CT of 8-12 was reviewed with the patient as well as previous MRIs. She points to a spot on the top of her head that she reports one of her friends that thought was abnormal, maybe part of a suture line. I don't feel anything abnormal, and the skull x-rays from A12 don't show anything new. New paragraph, she said new dental crown. New paragraph, she is happy she has no edema. New paragraph, she bruises easily, especially right arm on the couch. New paragraph, relationship with her husband remains status quo, perhaps better overall. He's taken her shopping recently. New paragraph, she plans on doing some exercise when she's allowed to join a swimming program. New paragraph, she's on her own seeking nutrition counseling in Northborough. New paragraph, she has support hose to wear at home when she gets edema but's not using it. New paragraph, she will be scheduled for a CPE, and she will recheck an INR in 1 week. She's a little bit low now due to her recent vascular procedure.